The invitation languished for a fortnight on the drawing-room windowsill, and it might have remained there until the sun bleached the colour out of the ink, had it not been for Isabel. One afternoon, at a loss for something to do, she came down the stairs, puffed out her cheeks in boredom, picked the letter up and opened it. "What's that?" said Charlie.
"Invitation," she said, "to a picnic."
A picnic. Charlie's mind turned it over. It seemed strange, but he shrugged and forgot it. Isabel stood up and went to the door.
"Where are you going?"
"To my room."
Charlie made to follow her, but she stopped him. "Leave me alone," she said. "I'm not in the mood." He complained, took a handful of her hair, and ran his fingers over the nape of her neck, finding the bruises he had made last time. But she twisted away from him, ran upstairs and locked the door. An hour later, hearing her come down the stairs, he went to the doorway.
"Come to the library with me," he asked her.
"No."
"Then come to the deer park."
"No."
He noticed that she had changed her clothes.
"What do you look like that for?" he said. "You look stupid."
She was wearing a summer dress that had belonged to her mother, made of a flimsy white material and trimmed with green. Instead of her usual tennis shoes with their frayed laces, she had put on a pair of green satin sandals, a size too big, also their mother's, and had attached a flower in her hair with a comb. She had lipstick on. His heart darkened.
"Where are you going?" he asked.
"To the picnic."
He grabbed her by the arm, dug his fingers in, and pulled her toward the library.
"No!"
He pulled her harder. She hissed at him.
"Charlie, I said no!"
He let her go. When she said no like that, he knew it meant no. He had found that out in the past. She could be in a bad temper for days. She turned her back on him and opened the front door. Full of anger, Charlie looked for something to hit. But he had already broken everything that was breakable. The things that were left would do more harm to his knuckles than he could do to them. His fists slackened. He followed Isabel out of the door and to the picnic.